This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
You're listening to All the Backlist, a weekly show about books that are not new. I'm your host, Liberty Hardy, and I'm little in the middle, but I've got much backlist. This is episode 33, and today I'm going to talk about a few great titles related to the week's new releases and more. Episode 33, the Larry Bird episode. Hi, I have a fun theme today. It's going to be super themey. Before I get started on today's books, I just want to take a second to say thank you. Thank you to everyone out there who is listening, who has been listening. It's so much fun to get to talk about books every week, even though it makes me so nervous, which I'm sure you've heard me say before. It's worth it because I love talking about books. Books are the greatest thing, and I just love being able to help people find books that make them happy. Because that's all I want is for people to read books and be happy. Unless they suck, then I don't care. But I want the good people to read books and be happy. So you're all good, and I'm going to tell you about some great books today. I was looking at the week's new releases, and there are a lot of books out this week that have animals in the title, including American Panda, Call Me Zebra, The Hummingbirds, and The Seabirds Cry. So I thought, why not some cool books that have animals in the title? I know that I've mentioned a few with critters before, but I've got a few great ones today that I haven't talked about, starting with 15 Dogs by Andre Alexis. It's about a bet between the gods Hermes and Apollo. They're like, I wonder what would happen if we gave animals intelligence and emotions like humans have. And so they decide to, like, try it out, and, you know, one of them, I can't remember which one, is like, they're not going to be able to handle it. So they give these dogs in a Toronto veterinary clinic human emotions and skills, and then they sit up in the sky and watch as the animals, like, struggle with their human emotions and skills. Speaking of dogs, there's also To Say Nothing of the Dog by Connie Willis, which took its title from the Jerome K. Jerome book, Three Men in a Boat, To Say Nothing of the Dog, which I know I've mentioned here before, like one of the funniest books I've ever read. This one, also very funny. It's about time travelers in the 21st century who are searching for a piece, a special piece in the Victorian era. They've traveled back in time, and this piece will help them restore a cathedral destroyed in the 1940s by a Nazi air raid. But one of them accidentally brings something back from the Victorian era, so they have to go back to the Victorian times, because now they have to restore history because it's screwed everything up and they're trying to keep, you know, damage to a minimum. There's In the Time of Butterflies by Julia Alvarez. It's about four sisters in the Dominican Republic. It takes place, it opens in 1960. No spoilers here. Three of the sisters are found dead. Their Jeep has crashed at the bottom of a cliff. The fourth sister is alive. And it turns out that the sisters were known as the Butterflies. They were some of the leading opponents against the country's dictatorship. And this is the story of their lives told by the four sisters and the dictatorship and how they fought against oppression and everything that went on. It's really beautiful. And one of my favorite nonfiction books, I could not believe that I hadn't talked about this before. I'm like, surely I have to have mentioned this. But I haven't. It's The Tiger, A True Story of Vengeance and Survival by John Vallant. It's so good. It takes place in Russia's Far East. And I say take place, it's a true story. It's the true story of this Siberian tiger who was wounded by some hunters and went back and found some of them and turned them into little snack cakes. Like, had a personal vendetta against these hunters that had wounded it. And it's amazing. And not only is it a book about, like, Siberian tigers and what they're like, you know, they're in nature, but also it goes into Russian politics and the history of Russia and what life is like in this, like, really bleak, cold part of their country. And also about pine nuts and how pine nuts are so important to the Russian economy. It's completely fascinating. I loved it. I could not believe how good it was. There's also Archivist Wasp by Nicole Corner Stace. about a young ghost hunter who is an archivist. She makes a deal with a ghost. She's going to help him hunt for somebody he's looking for in the underworld. And in exchange, she will be in the underworld, which none of the other archivists have ever done before, which will give her more knowledge than any other archivist has had. And she thinks it'll give her a leg up because people are trying to unseat her. So it's so weird and really, really good. There's The Antelope Wife by Louise Erdrich, which I read a long time ago. I'm hazy on the details, but it's basically, it's a family saga about a woman who changes the lives of two families and about their history and about culture. Really, really good. There's The Raw Shark Texts by Stephen Hall, which I cannot believe is 10 years old now. When I looked it up, I was like, oh, came out 2008. Crazy. And it's about a man, I think his name is Eric. He wakes up with no memory, but he finds a diary, and in that diary are some clues to who he is, or at least his previous life, including a lost love. But as he struggles to discover, like, what is going on with him, why he has no memory, who he used to be, something is coming for him in the text of the book. Like, literally, there's a shark swimming through the text of the book, and you can actually see this, like, as you're reading. It's so cool. It's so, so cool. And I wish he would do another one. I know I should be like, make more art, but he's so good. This is so much fun, and I cannot wait to see what Stephen Hall does next. There's also Cat Country by Lao Shi, which takes the idea that Mars is inhabited by cat people, which sounds awesome. And there's a man from China. He crashes his spaceship on Mars, and he's, like, stuck there, and he becomes friends with the cat people, and he learns their culture, and he speaks Felinese, which is so awesome. Felinese. I want to speak Felinese. I just love saying that. And, like, about how he realizes, like, their culture and these people are disappearing, and it's very sad and so, so good. There's also, like, I know everyone has seen the movie. I know it's super old, but I just want to make a case for The Silence of the Lambs by Thomas Harris. It's a really good book. It's like, it's one of the best books to film, like, adaptations I've ever seen. And it's worth reading. Even if you've seen the movie, even if you've watched Hannibal, the TV show, even if you know everything about it. Like, I just think it's such a fantastic read still, like, if you go back. And you don't have to take my word for it. I looked it up on Goodreads, and it has, like, 378,000 reviews and a 4.15 star rating, so that tells you something. Like, it's good. And I just thought it was worth mentioning because it's got a lamb in the title. It's really, really fun. So, if you have, you know, a couple free hours like you do, check it out. And that's it. That's it for me this week, book lovers. You can find a list of the books I mentioned today in the show notes by visiting bookriot.com/allthebooks. And if you're a fan of all the books and you want to give us a treat, you can leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other book lovers to find us. And if you want to see pictures of my animals, Steinbeck and Millay, or see pictures of all my books, you can catch me on Twitter at Miss Liberty, on Litzy under Liberty, and on Instagram at Friends and Comes Alive. I'll be back on Tuesday with Rebecca Shinsky and all the books to tell you about the week's great new releases. So have a great weekend, kittens, and happy reading.